Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Gimel. As we, Baruch Hashem, had a haschala yesterday, and we got into a new world, the world of Maseches Kiddushin. We did mention from the Ramban, as also Rav Shri Ragon, the Igeris Rav Shri Ragon, getting mixed up with the Gaonim, Rav Shri Ragon in his letter called Igeris Rav Shri Ragon also writes that this first daf is a later addition from the times of the Savora. But either way, it gives us an insight into a couple of the major issues relating to Kiddushin. We had the line Asra Kuli Alma Kehektish. We had the Havamina of Kiddushin even being Balkarcha, which obviously we rejected, and then we got into a couple of other inyanim, but now we're still in the linguistic issues relating to why the Mishnah started off with the Lashon of Derech, Zachar, Nekeva, after having discussed man versus woman, and Kiddushin versus Kinyan, those Lashonos, which, as always, linguistic issues in the Gemara reflect more serious, deeper inyanim. It's not just linguistic issues. When the Gemara talks about focusing on the man or on the woman, or on Kesef or on Kiddushin or on Kinyan. Okay, either way, we are now on Beis Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. And we had just said an answer in the name of Rabbi Shimon. We said maybe our Gemara is following Rabbi Shimon Shita, who spoke about the reason that it says Derech is because Kiddushin, there's a Derech for Kiddushin to be done. The Derech is for a man to go and find the woman, and not the opposite, because a woman is the lost object of the man. They're one unit, as we discussed yesterday. That's how a marriage has to be looked at. So the Gemara says, really, is that really true? And that's why it says Derech, because it's talking specifically about Kiddushin, but Vahaditznan, but four lines from the bottom. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah, where we were just discussing Zavim? So that Mishnah in Zavim, it says, Bezayin, Drachim, Botkenes, Azav. It says, in seven ways, you check Azav, to see if there is a different excuse why the emission might have come out. So listi dvarim. So if the reason for derech is specifically a kiddushin type of reason, so why don't you say dvarim over there and not derechim over there by ziva? If you look at those mishnayos, and I'll read it from the Rambam quotes those mishnayos in Mechusrei Kapara. In Hilchos Mechusrei Kapara, we know there are four, based on the Mishnah Maseches Krisus, Daf Tes or so, there are four people who are called Mechusrei Kapara, meaning not only are they Tamei, but after their counting of Tara, they need to bring a Karban. Most Tumas do not have to bring a Karban after they become Tohar. If somebody becomes Tamei Mace, they don't have to bring a Karban. If somebody becomes Tamei Mishum Nevela, if somebody becomes, right, many of the, most of the Tumas that are listed in the Mishnah in Kalim, one does not have to bring a Karban after the process of Tara. But there are four that one has to bring a Karban after the process. And that is Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzora. Those are the four mentioned in the Mishnah in Krisus Daftes. There's a fifth one mentioned by one of the Tanaim, which we don't paskin like that, Meikra Adin, and that is a Ger. A Ger also might be a Mechusrei Kapara, but that the Rambam, at the beginning of the Mechusrei Kapara, says no. Arba'a hein ha-negra'in Mechusrei Kapara. Hazava, v'ha-yoledes, v'ha-zav, v'ha-mitzora. Even interesting that the Rambam splits up Zav, Zava. You might have said Zav, Zav, Yoledes, Mitzora. The Rambam says no. Zava and Yoledes and Zav and Mitzora, at least to emphasize what he writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, which we've read in the past, and that is Zav and Zava have different halachos, and that's why they're counted as separate mitzvos, their karbanos, and that's why the Rambam is putting them separately on the list. Mitzora, male and female, are now counted, it's not Mitzora and Mitzoraas, right? It's all one halacha, because they have the same halacha and they have the same karbanos. V'lama nikru mechusrei kapara. Ask the Rambam why they called mechusrei kapara these four individuals. Shekol echan mehen af al pisha tahar mitumaso. Even though they have become tahar, vitaval veheariv shimsho. They went to the mikvah, they had harev shemesh, the sun went down. Adayin hu chaser. They're still lacking. V'lo gumra taharaso. K'dei lecho b'kadshim. They cannot, their Torah is not finished until they, to eat kachim, actually yavi karbano, the code of yavi kaparaso, asu lecho b'kachim, kavosha b'yarno. You don't have to look far in Shas for a discussion of Mechusrei Kapara. It's on the first daf. Brachas daf base talks about a tful yom versus Mechusrei Kapara. Right, and that is what the Rambam starts off by saying in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mechusrei Kapara. Just in case we know the Mishnah increases, the Rambam in the second Halacha, and Halacha Bey says, what about a Ger? Ger Shemol V'taval V'adayin Lohevi Karbano. A Ger that went to the mikvah, he went to Tefillah, but he still didn't bring his Karbanos, like Bizman HaZeh. Bizman hazeh, geirim are still lacking, they can't bring their karbanos. Afal pishu asur lechol bekadsha machiyavi karbano, eino mechusrei kapara. The Rambam says, a ger is not called a mechusrei kapara. Why not? He also has to bring his karban, and until he does again, he cuts him, says the Rambam. She karbano ikvo lios ger gomor, velios kechol ksheri Yisrael. If not that, the karban is preventing him from being tahar. And that is the definition of mechusrei kapara. His karban is preventing him from finishing the gerus process. That's not mechusrei kapara. That's mechusrei Jewish, not mechusrei kapara. That's why he doesn't eat kachim, not because he's tame. She adayin lo naase kikshere Yisrael. V'kivet she yavi kapara so v'yase Yisrael kasher ochal b'kachim. Once he brings his kapara, then he's fully a Jew. Does that mean that a ger bizman hazeh is not fully Jewish? Right. So the answer is he's fully Jewish. Lagabe everything besides achilas karbanos. So he is a full Jew and he can do all the mitzvos and he says the brachos, but he can't eat kachim, just like all of us can't eat kachim. All of us can't eat kachim, though, because we're tameh. He can't eat kachim because lagabe zeh, he's not fully converted, because that is the halacha of karbanos. So that is the four, the Rambam says, and then he says, I know what you're thinking, but ger is a different reason. So then he gets into the details of each of these mechusrei kapara. That is what that set of halachas is about. One of them is in Masechta Zavim, as here the Gemara quoted. So the detail quoted here in our Gemara is discussed in Perek Beis of the Rambam. What the Rambam discusses is the difference between Zav and Zava. Zava, you don't check why she had the emission at a time when she's not supposed to have her period. She's a Zava. If she has 1 day, 2 days, if she sees 2 days, she still has what's called a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Only if she sees 3 days in a row do we then call her a Zava Gedola, and then she has to wait Shiva Nekiyim and bring a carbon. As we know, Bizman Hazeh, we treat all women based on the Chumra of Rabbi Zeira to be like a Zava Gedola, right? Even if a woman sees Tivas Dav Kachardol, Yosheves Lav Shiva Nekiyim. Okay, fine. But Meikar Adin, Azava, is only at a time when she sees for 3 days, Shelo Bishas Vesta, when she's not supposed to see during those 11 days of, during those 7 days, 7-11, as the Rambam talks about. What about Zav? So that's where the Rambam quotes this Mishnah that our Gemara quotes. Azav is different. Azav is, Mikana Haroa Rias Hazov, Hagoremes Olio Zav, Machmas Choli, O Ones. If a man has an emission at a time when it's not normal to have an emission, he's not expecting it, it's a sickness, so then he becomes a Zav. But if there's other, is another excuse why he had the emission, because he's sick, not because he's sick because of Zav, he's sick because of some other sickness, so then that is not the Tuma of Ziva. Sheneemar ki yezav mi b'saro, machmas b'saro hu sheyeh tameh, lo machmas davar acher. Mikan amru, that's why, b'shiva drachem, both can say Zav. That's why you check seven things, events that might have occurred, that might have caused the Ziva to come out. And that is why you have this list. The Rambam does note, before we list off the seven things, we only check a Zav on the second Re'iyah. On the second Re'iyah. Once a Zav has seen two times, then the third time he becomes a Zav with a Chiv of Karbanos, even without checking. Right? Because once you have two, it's Raglayim Ladavar, that's the Lashon used in the Mishnah, Raglayim Ladavar, that the third one is because of Ziva, so you don't check. But, and beat the Karbanos, they're only brought after the third one. That's the Rabbah Bamed Ramamurim Shabozna Tazov, Beriah Shnia Shalzov, Shemiyasazov, Aval Beriah Rishona, the first one, and I'll also get to the third one, Afil Rausa Baones, the first one, even if it was Baones, Bura Shnia Machbas Psara, Arizatami Tumazivos, Vaval Kim Pikain, these Bozna Zab Rishona, he discusses why, for the second one is the Iker. The third one you don't check, he says, Afil Rausa Machbas Ones, Ho Viniskak Latuma, Shahari Rio Shanasava and Zav Machbas Psara Hayu, Lafichak Yishai Bakarbon. Okay, there are details of Ziva, which one you check for. Not the first one. But the Rambam says, what are the seven? What are the seven events that might have caused the person, the man, to have a Re'iyah? So he says, Machal, you ate something, Mishteh, Masa, you carried something heavy, Kfisa, you did some unusual type of exercise, Choli, somebody was sick, Mar'eh, what is Mar'eh? A man saw a picture or an image of a woman and he was Mahar'er. ubehirer, or he just has a hearer. So normal, not normal, chas v'shalom is an iser, but hotzah shech vazera levatala, that's not ziva. That's called, quote unquote, expected behavior, and therefore that's not going to be in the world of ziva. Right? The Rambam quotes, that's a machlok, is exactly what Mara is, but the Rambam quotes, shera isha v'isava shrivasa o shehira b'iske b'ila, ava mishalo hira b'ila's isha, shehu makira. Okay, all of those, so that is all the seven that you check. So back to our discussion, back to our Mishnah. So why in that Mishnah, which the Rambam quotes, does it say Shiva Drachim? If Derech is only used in our Mishnah because of Kiddushin, so why doesn't it say Dvarim there? Okay, so if Hadda Zab, Zayi Drachim, both of us listening Dvarim, so Hasam, Akamash Malan, Darka de Michlo Yisera Lasui Lede Ziva. Darka de Mishnah Yisera Lasui Lede Ziva. The Chiddush is that if you eat a lot and you drink a lot, and you overeat and you overdrink, so then that could lead to, that could lead to Ziva. Rashi quotes the Mishnah that, actually, not all of it. Of course, the next Mishnah. But that is the, that's just the Derech Agav, point to teach us, right? We had also in the, in Maseches Gittin, we also had a daf towards the end about overeating, how is it appropriate, right? We had in Perek Misha Achzu about overeating and other things that bring to, sickness. Okay, v'haditznad, continuing the linguistic issues. V'haditznad, the Mishnah says in Maseches Bikurim, Esrog shava le'ilon begimel drachim. An esrog is not a normal fruit, not only because there's a mitzvah to hold an esrog, netilas lulav, and the dalan minim, but because, as we'll see, there is a difference in how it grows. So that's why, in some ways it is like a fruit, in some ways it is like a vegetable, because there are different halachas in terms of fruits and vegetables regarding various areas of halacha. So the Mishnah says, an esrog is like a tree, meaning like fruit, in three drachim. Which three drachim? So Rashi here quotes, what are the three drachim? Arla, that the first 3 years of a fruit, there is, it's asr bahana, that only applies by fruit, not by vegetables. Arla. Viravai, fourth year, you have to bring it up to Yushalayim or be podit. Same malachas as Meister Shani, those two are noig boki ilan, and shmita. Ulenyan shvius, it is considered like a fruit, tochem bepiros of achar chanata keilon. A tree also goes by blossoming, not by harvesting, and therefore regarding these halachas, an esrog is like a fruit. And so therefore, ask the Gemara. So why does it say drachim there? If you're saying it says the word derech in Kiddushin and in Zavim for a specific reason, so why in, by Esrog, does it say drachim lisni dvarim? Right, that's the more simple lashon. And sir, mishim debeinan misni seifa, because the next line of the Mishnah has to say, uli yerek bederech echad. And it's like a yerek, it's like a vegetable in one way. In what way is it like a vegetable? So Rashi quotes that Mishnah. We know that there are different mitzvahs given in each year of the Shemitah cycle, right? 1, 2, 4, and 5, you have Meiser, you have Truma, and you have Meiser Rishon, and Meiser Sheni. In year 3 and 6, you have Meiser Ani, as in contrast to Meiser Sheni, that takes the place. So Rashi says, for that halacha of which mitzvah, so you go like a vegetable, and whichever year it is harvested in, that is the year that you determine which Meiser it gets. So regarding mitzvahs, so that's the way that it's like a Yerek. So he asked the Gemara. So that's why. Why did it say drachim in the Reisha? Because it says derech in the Seifa. So Seifa Nami, Nisni Davar. So that just begs the question. Why does it say Davar in the Seifa also? No. Hasa Hakamash Balan. So there is also a Chiddush. Didarke de Esro ki Yerek. Again, the derech. It wants to teach us something. The derech of an esrog is like a vegetable. In what way? Ma yerek darko li gadol al kol mayim. Just like a vegetable, yerakos darko li gadol, it can grow al kol mayim. What does that mean? Not only can it grow through the rain, but even through irrigation, right? Then it's al kol mayim. As Rashi says on top, shemashkin oso b'mayim she'uvin. You could use drawn water, irrigation water, ki yerek. So just like a vegetable has that type of growth capabilities, ubishas lakitaso isuro, and therefore a vegetable at the time that it is harvested, that determines its miser. Av esrog darkali gadol al kol mayim ubishas lakitaso isuro. So to an esrog darkali gadol al kol mayim, right? Unlike fruit, which the Gemara assumes only uses the rainwater biikaron, ubishas lakitaso isuro. Fine, so an esrog has vegetable characteristics, and that's why it is treated like a vegetable in one derech, even though it's most of the drachim of the esrog is like a fruit. Good. If you look at the Rambam has a difficult psak that the Rishonim will discuss. The Rambam quotes in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Misafek, he seems like he's misupik about it, about this halacha. Right, in Dalud Yud Beis, he quotes, Hayerek Mishas L'Kitaso, fine, Baha Esrog, Afilo Hayek Pola Kodem Rosh Hashanah, V'Nasa Kikad B'Shvias, if it grows mostly during Shemitah, Chayev B'Maisras Kaperes Shishis. Right, as long as it blossoms into the sixth year, so it's Chayev B'Maisras, like a sixth year fruit. And then he says, V'afilo Hayek Kikad B'Shishis, Ho V'Nilkat B'Shvias, Hari Yu Kaperes Shvias. Because it's harvested during Shemitah, it's like Shemitah. The Rambam says, Umisaser Kaperishishis Lahachmir. Sounds like from the Rambam that going into Shemitah, you're not sure how to treat it. Not sure how to treat it like a 6-year fruit, like a 7th-year fruit. So just in case, you take off Maisris, like as if it was a Peros Shishis Lahachmir. So the Rishonim discuss, you know, and that the Ketzav Mishnah summarizes it here. What exactly is Rambam's psak? So the Ketzav Mishnah says, Rabbeinu nira de besifuki misafkale. I azlinen bebasar chanata l'shvias ki chamisha zakenim umasnisa de peperek beis de bikurim. Our Mishnah, the Rambam is besupik. Whether you go after chanata, like our Mishnah says, that esrog is like a fruit lagabe shmita. Oh, amar l'kitaso, like Rabboseinu de Usha in a different Gemara. Question number one. V'chein mesafkalei, and the Rambam is also mesupik, yazlinan bey acher chanata l'maisras, k'Rabbi Eliezer. We didn't quote Rabbi Eliezer, who was the second day in our Mishnah. Oh, yazlina basar l'kita. So the Rambam is very mesupik about all these things. Fine, if you read that Rambam, that's no problem. The problem is, if you turn to Ilchas Maiser Sheni, the Rambam seems to be clear about what he thinks. The Rambam says, V'cheina esrog bilvad mishar peros ha'ilan harayu kiyerek. And he talks about it. He says, no, an esrog is considered like a yarak. Vandai. So all the achronim try to figure out how to put these two together. The granat, okay, we're not going to read it now, but the granat in Simen Sadi, where is this? If you want to look it up, the granat Simen Sadi Gimel quotes, maybe there are two possible reasons to pater from Isris. And even if you're vadai, agree to one, you might not agree to the other. Number one reason to pater from Isris he goes through is hefker. Perish vitar hefker. But on the other hand, there's another reason. If they have ketushas perish shvias. So the Granat develops the idea that maybe esrog is not hefker. Why? Because it's possible, as the Gemara says in the third parak, Lulav HaGazel, in Sukkah, that an esrog is hadar bilano mishana l'shana. If you have an esrog from the sixth year, you can save it to the eighth year. You don't have to harvest it. It can last for year from year to year. So that's why, unlike other fruit, which basically every year they have to be harvested, and that's why they automatically become hefker, because the Bialim can't say that, oh, I'm going to save them. Esrog could be different. So maybe they don't have the patur of hefker, but they might have the patur of being peros shmita. So he develops that idea to try to answer up the Rambam, which we're not going to go into right now. Okay, so now let's continue. V'hadetznan. These are fun amudim, because they bring in all different areas of halacha. We'll get back in a couple of lines to hardcore kiddushin. V'haditznan, the fourth line, says the Mishnah, also in Bikurim, koi, a mesupik animal. What's a koi? Different day is a mesachas chulin. Is it a chaya? Is it a behema? Is it both? Is it neither? Is it birya b'fnei atzma? Koi, we're not sure. There are different halachas of a chaya and a behema, as we'll see. So koi, yesh bo drachim shav alachaya, yesh bo drachim shav alabehema. There are ways that it is like a chaya. In what way? Kisui hadam. The mitzvah of kisui hadam only applies to chayos and ofos. Does not apply to behemos. The Sefer HaChinuch says, because behemos could be used for a karbon, and you don't want to be mechalik between certain behemos that their blood will be sprinkled on the mizbeach, and certain behemos whose blood would be covered. But chay, so it's like a chaya, you have to cover his blood. But yesh bo drachim shav al behema, right? And in some ways it's like a behema. Behema has the isra of chelev, non-kosher fat, only applies to a behema and not to a chaya. V'yesh bo drachim shav al chaya ula behema. There are some ways that it's like both, meaning it needs to be shechted, just like a chaya and a behema. V'yesh bo drachim she'enol shav al ula chaya v'lo la behema. And there are some ways that it is like neither, meaning you can't crossbreed it with either a chaya or a behema, which is unlike either of them, because each one of them have some heter. So the Mishnah again uses the lashon of derech. Nisni dvarim. So why there doesn't it say dvarim? You're telling me every time it says the word derech, is to teach me something about that specific halakhic context, is to teach me it's the derech of the man to go find the woman, is to teach me it's the derech of overeating and drinking to bring ziva, is to teach me that the esrog is like a vegetable, right? So what about koi, right? Why does it say derech there? So, no answer to that question. Visu, and another question, Haditzan, the Mishnah said we had back in Maseches Gittin in the first parak. Zu achas ben adrachim, sheshavu gitei nashim l'shechori avadim. This is one of the ways, one of the drachim, that get isha was like shtar shechor, if you remember the whole list we had there, nisni dvarim. So why don't you say dvarim there too? So here too, you can't give the answer of derach, because there's no derech answer that applies in this context. So let's finish, and then we'll make two comments. So Ella, the Gemara says, you're right. A different definition. Kalei chadika plugta tani drachim. Whenever there are distinctions within the halacha, then it says drachim. So in all of these, there are distinctions. Koi, we just had distinctions. Estrog, there are distinctions. Right? Even earlier, the case of Ziva had distinctions also, right? Rashi quotes what the distinctions are, and by Gittin, v'kalecha deleka plugta tani dvarim. If there is no distinctions involved, it's one straight area of halacha, then it just says dvarim. Deikanami dektani seifa, and it's meduyak in the seifa of that mission in Bikurim, where it says, Rabbi Lazar omer esrog shava li'ilam l'chol davar. Shema mina. Rabbi Lazar argues, Rabbi Lazar says, no, an esrog is like an ilan regarding everything. He doesn't have any distinctions. That's why he uses the lashon of davar and not the lashon of derech. Shema mina. So that's the answer the Gemara gives. It's an interesting tosas, if you remember, back in Maseches Gittin on Daf Tes, where this comes up, and that is, the Gemara discusses, there are many halachas that there's a parallel between Gitei Nashim and Shechori Avadim. Tosas there discussed, but a lot of those, without getting into all those details, just one of them, if you remember, was about Molech Umevi. If you bring a star shichrur, so Tosfos there asks, but isn't that whole halacha that we learned in the first two prakim of Gittin based on the concept of mishum iguna akilu bei rabbanan dav gimel and Gittin? Remember we said you don't need two because of iguna. So what type of iguna issue is there by shichrur yavadim? What, it's just based on the gzeira shava? La la, it must be a svara. Well, why you would apply some of the halachas of Get Isha to Shechori Avadim? So Tosfos has the crucial answer there. V'yesh lomar, d'chashuv igun hada'aser bebas chorin. It's considered igun if you can't marry a free Jew, umashe eino mischayev b'mitzvahs. And the fact that he's not chayev in all mitzvahs, that's also igun. He is held hostage to not being able to be obligated in all the mitzvos. That's also an issue of igun, says Tosfos. Amazing line. In Tosfos, it's not just a regular aguna as we usually understand it. An agon is like an anchor, right? She's anchored and held hostage. But also, if somebody can't is not chayev in all the mitzvos, that also is an issue of igun. Kai also is a fascinating topic. There are a certain number of halachic contexts where there seems to be in a type of inherent suffix. Right? Most of the time, suffix is you're not sure about something. I'm not sure if this is kosher or not kosher. I'm not sure if this woman is an islandist or not an islandist. So I have to wait and see, or sometimes I'll never know the answer. But that is usual sfeikos. But then there are other areas which Achronim pointed out, maybe they have what's called a din suffix. It's an unanswerable question because there are elements of both, and that's what might be called birya bifnei atzma, right? Koi, it has elements of chaya, elements of behema, but it is its own entity, its own type of animal, birya bifnei atzma. What do you have? They have that by koi. You have that maybe by androgynous. Androgynous also. Is it a zachar? Is it a behema? Or is it a birya bifnei atzma? And you also have that, we like to quote the Ritva in Maseches Yuma, you have that by Beinashmashos. Beinashmashos, the Ritva says in Maseches Yuma on Daf Mem Zayin, the Ritva quotes there that it is a mixture of day and night. There's not one moment in time at a second where it switches. Maybe Hashem created Beinashmashos to have a din of Safek Yom Safek Laila. And it's an unanswerable. It's not a normal Safek where you would say Safek Rabbanan Lakula. Rav Soloveitchik uses that to explain the chiluk in the Mishnayos of Baba Malikim, why certain Isurei Drabanan are Asur during Ben Hashmashos and certain are not. Right, we say it every Friday night in Nuzlach Ashkenaz. Safek Hashecha, Safek Enech Hashecha. Ein Ma'asur Nes Avadai. It can't be Ma'aser Vadai. Why not? It's an Issa Derabanan of Tikkun. Ve'en Matbilan Asakelim. Right, those are Isurei Derabanan. Ve'en Matbilan Asaneiris. Okay, Safek Daraisa. But why are those, it's a Safek Derabanan time, so why don't you say Isurei Derabanan Lekula? Ava Ma'aser said to my Ma'arbin V'tomen Asachavin. Okay, certain Kulas. But Esrav Salvechik, it's quoted in the Rishima Shiurim in Sukkah, on page Nun Dalid. V'yalein Alavin, Lama Lo Yutzru Kula, Mishab Sfek Derabanan Lekula. Muchach, it's clear from here. Shebesafik shelzman bein hashmashos lochal haklal shesari drabanan lekula. You don't apply that principle. Umistaver shatam lakach nautz beetzem tivo shel asafik shel bein hashmashos, and it has to do with the inherent nature of bein hashmashos. Haritva yuma memzayin. He quotes the ritva that the bein hashmashos is irbuvia shel yom v'layla. The etzem hachefza shel bein hashmashos mahar v'tarti desasi shel yom v'layla. And he gives the mashal of androgynous. Right, it has elements of both. So that's bein hashmashos, koi, and androgynous. Right, those are the three of the halakha context where you have a little of both, and that is why it is uniquely misupik. Right, he quotes that from Rabbeinu Yonah also, that dam nifsal, right, a carbon, dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. Right, it's already night. What do you mean it's night? There's only suffic night. The answer is no. It has vade elements of night at shkia, and therefore it poseles. It's possible the Dhamma carbon bevadai, because even if it only has certain elements of Laila, it has certain elements of Update. And he quotes others as well, and we'll leave it for now. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Back to our discussion of the Mishnah. Minyana deresh lemute mai, minyana deseva lemute mai. Why, we could count in the Mishnah, kesef shtar and bia, why does it have a list? Why does the Mishnah start off by saying, Lisha nikles b'shalosh drachim, and at the end have the number two? So, says the Gemara, Minyan Dereisha Limute Chupa. Whoa. So, we haven't had this yet before. The first Lashon is Chupa, to exclude Chupa. Don't think that a woman can be miskadeshes, stage one of marriage, through Chupa. What exactly is Chupa? Very unclear. Kiddushim, we know exactly what it is. As we said, Kesef Shtar and Bia. Chupa is very unclear. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once said, that's not coincidental that it's not clear. Why are there seven different opinions in Rishonim what chuppa is? Right, the Rambam says yichud roi labia. That is chuppa. The Rambam says that more than once. And the Ran, the first Dafing Suba, says knisa lirishuso, bringing the wife into the rishus of the husband. The chuppa, the canopy. Why does the husband go down the aisle first and go there first to establish the chuppa as his symbolic house? And therefore, she comes into his house. That's Knisa L'Rishuso. Others say the Tosas Rid. Right here in our Gemara says, it is Prisas Beged. Impirish Taliso Alel Shem Kiddushin. Right? That's where the Minhag of putting the Talis over the Chazan and the Kala comes from. Prisas Beged. Right? That somehow is Chuppah. Some say it's the Badekin. Right? The Badekin is the Chuppah, which gets into the issue of the Mishnah Melech, the Safek, can you have Chuppah before Kiddushin? And then once you have Kiddushin, does it kick in? Right, that's his suffix. If you say badekin, what we do is a form of chuppah, then you'd have that shaila. But these are all different days of chuppah. Why isn't it clear what chuppah is? Why isn't it clear? So let's hold off on that for a moment. But this is the Gemara that says, I might have thought that chuppah works for kiddushin. That's what the Gemara is telling us, that it does not work for kiddushin. By the way, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that today's shiur is sponsored Lerefua Shalema. Let me just get the name Lerefua Shalema. Someone who is having a procedure today. Let me just get the name Lerefua Shalema. Shraga Feivel Ben Chayabina. Lerefua Shalema. Okay, I apologize for not mentioning that at the beginning. Okay, so we continue. Says the Gemara, so is to exclude chuppah. Don't think chuppah can be koneh for kiddushin. If you look at Rashi has, what is chuppah? So you would have said, chuppah is one of these days. Rashi, fourth white line. Lemute chuppah. Shemasra la avia la chuppah la shem kiddushin eina mukudeshes lakach. If the father gives over the daughter for chuppah, it doesn't work for kiddushin. Ask the Velt. Ask all the achronim on Rashi. Why did Rashi pick that case of chuppah? We know a woman can get married either herself or her father can marry her off. When she is a Nara. So the question, Katana or Nara. So why does Rashi here specifically pick the case of the father, Pnei Yoshua? So Pnei Yoshua says, you know why? Because I know that the source in the Torah for chuppah, the makar, is from the father. Right, that's the case, right, as we will see, v'yatzachinim and kasev, the Pnei Yeshua says, hadam farish ki agavna v'lo begdola, shekantza ba'al l'chupa, l'shem kidushin, hadam shem dekroi di'afinam in echupa, k'siv b'na'ares, biti nasadi l'shazeh. Okay, the Pnei Yeshua says it's based on the makar. If you look in the makneh, we have a makneh on the kidushin, the haflah is on k'subis, the makneh is on kidushin, the ba'al haflah, one of the rebbeim of the chassam sofer, so the makneh says that the maybe the reason is because maybe Rashi holds like the Rambam. And what's the Rambam? What's chuppah? Yichud roi labia. So if you have that, yichud roi labia, maybe they had bia. And maybe they did a bia l'shem kiddushin. Anyway, so how can you be sure that the chuppah is not going to work? So that's why Rashi says it's the case of the father, because then it's the father's das that's key. And not that it doesn't matter what the daughter has, yichud roi labia, even if she has bia. If the father doesn't have the das, then it doesn't work. So maybe that's why Rashi says what he says. But now, getting back to what I mentioned before from Rav Rosenzweig, maybe Rashi Dafka says it because the only hava mina that chuppah could work for kiddushin is only in the father's chuppah and not in the normal woman being miskadeshes herself. Why? Because, as we know, chuppah and kiddushin are very, very different, the messages of each. Kiddushin is a kinyan. Kesef Shtarim Bia, it is a formal process that creates a context between the man and the woman. Chuppah is much more result-oriented, much more about the relationship, and maybe that's why there's not a specific action that is mandated. All the Rishonim discuss what is the best reflection that they are now husband and wife. Is it Yichud? Is it Knisa L'Rishuso? Is it Prisas Taliso? Because that's the message of Chuppah. It's much more result. We do all of them. But maybe that's why the Rashi here quotes the father one, because maybe that idea, that result-oriented, magical idea of chuppah, only applies in the case of the Isha being miskadeshes herself. If the father does it, it's more of a kinyan type of, not really, but that's the Havamina. That's the Havamina, it's more of the formal, legal part of type of chuppah, and that's why Rashi says that one. Suggestion. Okay, let's continue. Ula Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, who says that chuppah is koni mikal v'chomer, meaning we will have that b'Hashem in a couple of days, that Rav Huna says it does work based on a kal v'chomer. So then what is the minion of the Mishnah excluding? Limute chalipin. It's to exclude chalipin. What's chalipin? As we know, kinyan sudar. I might have thought, since we learned yesterday that one of the sources for kiddushin and kiddushin kesef is buying the field Avram Avinu from Ephron, just like you could buy a sada, a field bikini chalipin, so too you could do marriage bechalipin. Kamash malan, you cannot do marriage through chalipin, right? And that's what's being excluded from the Mishnah. You can't do chalipin. Says the Gemara, Vein Bahachinami. Maybe you can. Who says that's excluded? Says the Gemara as follows. Chalipin isnu bepachad vishava pruta. Chalipin exists less than a shava pruta. Like, as we know, the kli, the handkerchief, whatever is used for chalipin, for the kinyan sudar, does not have to be worth a pruta. Konim mikli avav yishem bo shava pruta. And the isha bepachad vishava pruta, lo miknei nafsha. And a woman, for less than a shava pruta, lo miknei nafsha. She's not makne herself, her soul, her nefesh, and therefore chalipin does not work. So what we just read is our girsa in our Gemara. There is a huge discussion, which we're only going to do for about 3 minutes, a huge discussion about this line of the Gemara. What exactly is the problem of chalipin and kiddushin? Rashi. Starts with Rashi. Rashi on top of Amabez. Rashi says, what does it mean, lo mikni nafsha? Diginai hula. Right? It's inappropriate. What, the Isha is going to do a maisa kiddushin and change her status with a tiny little nothing kli? Ginai hula. Hilkach, says Rashi, batila l'toras chalipin v'kiddushin v'afilu b'kli sheyesh bo shava pruta. Even if you happen to use a kli worth a shava pruta, because you can, because this kinyan is one that you could use one less than a shava pruta, it is a ganai for the woman to be miskadeshes herself with that. The Tosfos here is bothered. Tosfos second line of Tosfos, Kasher Rabbeinu Tam. I don't understand. It's a gnai, but if she accepts it, she's being mocheles. So why shouldn't it work? Pashta yada. So you see, it's not such a gnai. If she wants to be married, it's worth it for her. She wants to be married, right? So what's the problem, right? Why can't? So the Achronim and the Rishonim already try to answer for Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua says Batla Daita. Batla Daita. So what? She accepts it, but we have decided that this is not enough. This is not a kinyan that could work. The Rashba has a beautiful lashon here to explain Rashi. The Rashba here says, you know why Rashi says, even if it's a kli, sheish bo shava pruta, now it doesn't work, because, kivan de ikar chalipin afil b'pachat b'shava pruta isnu, since the ikar chalipin is even less than a shava pruta, ki avid lohu b'kli shava mana, lo yipe kocho mikoa kli shein bo shava pruta, de shem chalipin chadhu. All chalipin is chadhu. What does that mean? Even if you use a Shavapruta, maybe, what's the Rashba saying? Maybe the point of the Rashba is, as we discussed many times in the past, the point of Chalipin is that it's not even focused on Maisa. Kiddushin, and maybe this is the real Pshat according to Rashi, it doesn't really only mean Gnai. It means Chalipin is not appropriate for Kiddushin. Why? Because it is not a kinyan that has a maisa kinyan. It is all symbolic. It's a concretization of the das. It's all about das, as we discussed in the past, about katan and shtar, all the chalipin discussions that we're not going to get back into right now. But says the Rashba, maybe that's the pshat of Rashi. Because once you're buying into the derech of chalipin, you have to look at it as it's a gnai type of way of doing kiddushin. Not just dafka, because it's less than a shavapruta. Even if it is a shavapruta. And if that's the svara for Rashi, maybe that's even the svara for Tosfos, even though on the surface it sounds like it's two very different svaras. If you look at Tosfos has a different girsa in our Gemara. He just takes out one word. He takes out the last word of the Gemara, nafsha. It just says, according to Tosfos, isha bachat b'shara pruta lo mikne, not lo mikne nafsha, which already makes it more formal and not specifically her. She's not miskadeshes herself. If you look at the fifth line of Tosfos, Nero Rabbeinu Tam, Tigarsina and Pachat Bishav Pruta lo mikne, velo garis nafsha, delo bikpeda, Tal Yamil says. Not totally on her kpeda. Eli haitaima, what does Rabbeinu Tam say? Mishum degamar kicha kicha miste ephron, dechsib be kasef, Pachat Bishav Pruta lo mikre kasef. Kli, this is not, what are we trying to figure out? Whether Chalipin could be included in Kenyan kasef. That's one of the makoros for marriage. So Tosfos is saying, Rabbeinu Tam is saying, no, it can't be. Lo mikne, because you can use less than a shavar pruta, so it's not included in kasef, it's not included in that kinyan. Again, maybe the svara is the same idea that we just explained for Rashi, because it's not using the value itself, it's more of a symbolic type of kinyan. Again, there's so much here to talk about. Just one other point, and that is, five lines from the bottom now in Tosfos asks, Heichi salka daitach. What's the havamina to learn it? Miste Ephron de tikna isha bechalipin. Right? What's the havamina? Because that for sure chalipin wouldn't work there. Even by Ste Ephron. You know why? Because that's from a guy. Ask Tosfos, isn't it true that chalipin doesn't work with a guy anyway? So you're trying to include chalipin in the pasuk of kicha kicha miste Ephron? But it can't. The Tosfos says, you know what? It must not be true. It must be chalipin would work from a guy. That's what you get from this Gemara. And that's Rabbeinu Tam. Look at the third to last line. V'chein haya rogel Rabbeinu Tam, halacha l'maisa. L'shloach harsha b'yarodei kochavim. He used to send harsha'os, powers of attorney, in the hand of a guy. V'haya makne b'chalipin. Rabbeinu Tam used to use chalipin to give rights to a guy. That's an important tosis for the sugis of Mechiras Chametz. When we sell the chametz to a guy, we do all the different types of kinyanim. Machlokas Rishonim. Does chalipin work? Does this work? Does that work? That's why we do all the kinyanim, because there are so many machlokos for the Rishonim, which kinyan works by a guy. Okay, again, there's a lot more here, but we'll have to move on. Oh, just one other. Tosis Rid. And then we'll move on. Tosis Rid here says, he has a totally different answer to this pshat of this Gemara. His answer is that, kashali, he says, why shouldn't it work? He says, v'im nasan adam sudo li'isha she'ish ba shavapruta, if you gave a shavapruta's, if you used a sudo with a shavapruta, then even if you gave it b'toras chalipin, shouldn't it work as a backup b'toras kesef? That's his question. And the answer is, in a chinami, arguing on Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos both say, even if you use a kli that's worth a shava pruta, it's not going to work, because chalipin is excluded, either because of gnai, or because fundamentally it's not kesef. The Tosfos says, no, it would work as a backup automatically with kesef. The problem is here. You know what the case is that the Gemara is excluding? He says, "She'im bazeh asud olavanis rasis olakach." If he just did chalipin with his handkerchief, afal pishisker l'shem chalipin mukadeshes, it would work. Which is might go against our whole chalipin sudar approach that there's no ma'isakinyan, but that's the Tosas read. The case is no. I'm going to give you 100 in a month from now, but this is chalipin to solidify that commitment that I'm going to give you. But the marriage is going to be through that mana. That's the what doesn't work. That would work in dini mamonis, but that wouldn't work here. What's called mana ein kan. Chalipin ain't kan. V'lo hayanosu l'achshav el'tfises asudar sh'nizkadei sh'lo v'lo tuchal l'achzer bo v'hu yischayev l'itin l'aman l'achar zman. That doesn't work because she's only misras used to be miskadeshes with the mana and you didn't pay yet. That doesn't work. By the way, Tosfos read a separate volume here on Kiddushin. It is crucial. Tosfos read on Kiddushin is crucial. So very important, Tosfos read. But anyways, that's a different shot than Rashi and Tosfos both give in the Gemara. Okay. Top line. Minyana de seifa lemute chalitza. What about the minyan of the seifa? That's the exclude chalitza. Don't think that a regular woman can be break her marriage through chalitza. So saika meaning only get and misas habal. Not chalitza. Why? Saika lecha mina, I might have said tasi bekavachomer miyavama. Should be a kavachomer. Ma yavama, she ain't a yotze beget yotze bechalitza. A yavama can have a get to go out. And yet chalitza works for her. Zusha yotze beget, ain't no din she yotze bechalitza. This one, that is yotze beget, right, a regular woman, can't have a get, ain't no din she yotze bechalitza. She surely should go out with chalitza. Kamash malan, we say, that does not work. Ask Tosfos, not here. Tosfos later on in 10 Bafra Ma'am, Daf Yud Dalet Aman Aleph. Tosfos says, what's the Havamina? The chalitza would work. Eishas ish? Right, chalitza breaks a zika. Liyibum. But to say that chalitza breaks an ashes ish, which is much more chamur, it's a chi of misa. Yes, Tosfos, yud dalet am an aleph. What thavamina? Ikal mifrach mali yavama shekain belav. V'lachain bedinu shetetzi bekal. Tomar be'ashes ish shehi b'misa. V'yesh lomar says Tosfos, kivan shematzinu v'ashe chalitza mafkia isura ein l'chalik ben chamur l'kal. Once you say chalitza works, you shouldn't be mechalik. Gotta figure out what Tosfos means. That's what Tosfos says. Once chalitza breaks an isser, you're not mechalik. Sounds like, according to Tosfos, that the onesh only is a byproduct. The isser is the isser, and once chalitza is good enough to break an isser, it's good enough to break any isser. That's what Tosfos says. Don't be mechalik between the onshin. That's an important line in Tosfos. You've got to figure out what he means. Okay, continuing. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Achinami, but who says? Maybe it should work. So Amar Krono, Sefer Krisa, Sefer Karsa, Vein Davar Achar Karsa. Only a get breaks Sefer Karsa, Vein Davar Achar Karsa. Nothing else could break the marriage. What about Misas Habal? The marriage dissipates also, right? That's not excluded by Sefer. Bakesef, so Minalon. So here we go. So how do we know Kiddushei Kesef? Rashi quotes that earlier on Daf Beis, yesterday's Daf, we just brought up Kicha Kicha. In the context, we're explaining the language of the Gemara. We didn't really mean to quote that as the makar. But now we're going to get into the formal question of the Gemara. You know, what's the source? And we're going to quote a different source. So the Rishonim discuss, what is the relationship between Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron and the one that we're about to quote here? So Minalon, how do you know it? Visu and also Haditsan, the fact that what we learned in the Mishnah Ksubis. Ha'av Zakai Bebito. A father has financial stake in his daughter and other rights. Bebito. Bekidu Sheha. Bekesef Ishtar Wabiya. Minalon, the Mikle Bekesef. Bekesef Devuahu. How do I know that Kesef works there and the Kesef goes to the father if the father marries off his daughter? So says the Gemara. And again, whenever we mention this, yeah, we have to know that the Torah allowed for Kiddushei Kesef of the father as a chesed. Right? You can never learn that unless you know the Tosfos and Kiddushin. Baruch Hashem. Kiddushin. Where's the Tosfos? The first daf of the second parak. Mem Aleph Amad Aleph. Ashas Tosfos. Tosfos says there, Dibur Maskal Asur. The second one, Tosfos says, the Gemara there says, you're not allowed to get married unless you, the chesed, sees the kala. So says Tosfos, aye, what about Bezmana? Say, middle of Tosfos, Asur. V'yachshav sh'anu no'agim l'kadish b'noseinu afiluk tanos. Tosfos, during the times of the Crusades. Aye, today, we are being mekadish our daughters, even ktanos. Haynu mishum shebechol yom vayom hagolus misgaber aleinu. Every day is worse than the previous day. V'im yisipik biat adam achshav laseis labito nidunya. Right now, the father has enough money to get a suitor for his daughter, and who knows what's going to be in the future. So if I could arrange my daughter being taken care of now, that's what I'm going to do. That's the point of the Torah's mitzvah, that it's a chesed. It's not chas v'shalom to use as an abuse agent, right? Chas v'shalom is not exactly how the Torah, right? Anybody can abuse any system, Rahman al-Islam. But it's to create an opportunity for the father to take care of his daughter. So anyway, so the Gemara says, how do you know Kedusha Kesef? And how do you know? By Kedusha Avia, it goes to the father. Amar Yudam Arav, Da Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says in Mishpatim, V'yatza Chinam Ein Kesef. When a Amma Ivriya goes free after becoming of age, Simani Nara, she goes free without having to pay for her freedom. V'yatza Chinam Ein Kesef. So the Gemara darshins, in kasav adon zeh, when she goes free, she does not pay to her adon, aval yesh kasav adon acher, but there is kasef for a different master, so to speak, umayniu av, when a daughter leaves the father's rishus, so then there is kasef involved there. The emal adida, maybe she gets the kasef. No, hachi hashta, that can't be. Via makabel kiddushah, the father is the one that accepts the kiddushin, dechsiv, es bitin asadi lishazeh. Ve'i shok lakaspa, the father is the one that chooses. What, she's going to get the money? Meaning what? Says the Ritva, a beautiful lashon of Lumdis on this line. Who's the real baldavar when it comes to kiddushin that the father does for the daughter? Who is the real address? Says the Ritva. You know what this line means in the Gemara? V'ishak l'kaspa, this rhetorical question? Says the Ritva. Pirish, kivan dezichta lo Torah, sherashoy l'katsha balkarcha, v'shalom idaita, ihu chashiv makne ubaldavar, ukimamono hi chashuva be'inyin zeh. It has to go to him. If she would take the money, she's considered the baldavar, and the father would be only considered a shliach, and then the question would be, how could the father act against the will of the mishaleach? So says the Ritva, that's what this line of the Gemara means, that he is the real baldavar when it comes to Kiddushe Bito, which again fits in to what we said before, why Rashi Dafka says the chuppah of the father for the Havamina to be Kiddushin. This is a more formal, legalistic type of creation, not a normal chuppah that we know of. Period. Says the Gemara, V'yei ma'anim ilik'tana deles layad l'kaba Kiddushin. Maybe the father gets it only by k'tana, because she's not old enough. Avonara de isla yalakaba kiddushin. A nara could be miskadeshes herself also, so maybe tikdash ihi nafshe v'tishko kaspa. So maybe when she is a nara, she should get her own money, right? When vaiktan, then the father gets it. But maybe nara, she should get it. Abakra, the pasuk says by afaras adarim binureha beisaviha. When she is a nara, she is in her father's house, which we learn kol shvach nurim laaviha. All rights and merits go to the father when she is a Nara. So that is all inclusive. All inclusive. Says the Gemara, really? It's all inclusive? The Elohad Amar Efuna Marat. Minayin Shamasa Habas La'av. How do I know the earnings of a daughter go to the father? Shenamar Bechim Korezesh Bita La'ama. Which Rashi quotes as an extra pasuk. Ma Amma Ma'ase Yadel Araba. Just like an Amma, the Ma'ase Yadayim go to the master. Abbas Nami Ma'ase Yadel Avia. So to a daughter, the earnings go to the father. But 1 minute. Tepakle mi binu rabbe savia. If this pasuk is so inclusive, the pasuk in Parshas Matos, so why do you need an extra pasuk to teach me earnings? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. V'yela ba'afar zedarim hudachsiv. Really, that pasuk, binu rabbe savia, is only talking about afar zedarim. So the Gemara says, hachanami ba'afar zedarim hudachsiv. So here too, so therefore, we reject that this is a makar for the father being able to get the kesef kiddushin. Says the Gemara, V'chitei Menelef Minei. Why? Why do you learn it from Afar Sadarim? You're right, the pasuk goes only by Afar Sadarim. But why don't we say, just like the father has rights to be made for her Nadarim, so too he has rights to accept Kiddushe, Kesef, on her behalf. Says the Gemara, no. Mamona Me'isur Lo Yalfinan. Even though the Torah is one big unit, as the Tosefta says in Sanhedrin, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad, but there are distinctions. right? Like the Gra says on the Pasuk, Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega, there are different areas of halacha. There's Isurim, there's Dinei Mamonis, there's Tumah V'Tahara. So, Isurim Mamonim Isur Lo Yafinan, V'Chiteima Ne'elof Miknasa. So why don't you learn it from the case of Knas? We know it's Beferish, that if by Onis and Mefateh, the father gets the money, by Onis and Mefateh, so by Knas, so Mamonim Miknasa Lo Yafinan, no. You can't learn it from there too, because the money miknas, you can't learn. So at this point, we are still stuck. How do you know the source for Kedusha Kesev going to the father? Again, we'll have to stop here. We're in the middle of a sentence, but it continues on to the next daf. So we'll stop with this Vechitema by Boshes and Pagam. Again, today's shir was L'Refu Shalema, Shraga Feivel Ben Chaya Chaya Bina. Okay, we'll stop here.